Good day to you, Lusa, or Lusani. This is in answer to your request pertaining to eschatology. As you know, eschatology is the study of the end times, pertaining to what's going to happen, the final judgment, the rapture, tribulation, millennium, the second coming of Christ, and so forth. Now, in order for any person to understand certain things, you have to use the background or start with the history, where it came from, how it came about. When I studied theology, one of the things they taught us was in teaching, you start with the known and then you introduce the unknown. Yeah. So I would like to share with you the known first. These scriptures and thoughts I'm going to share with you, this is stuff you've read. You've heard it in preaching, you've read it, but maybe it was not correlated in this fashion. Maybe it was not termed in this way or described in this way. I'm not saying that I'm unique or I'm different. I'm just saying maybe they didn't put a heading to what they said and said this is actually that. So I sent you a chart. And I would encourage you, if you could print out that chart and maybe put it up against your wall or wherever you sit, if you got a desk or at your table where you sit in the kitchen, but I assume you sit in the lounge or in bed many times when going on your laptop or tablet, whatever, or phone. And sometimes the phone is too small to look at the chart. So I would make a few suggestions. Maybe you can print out an A4 copy, maybe in landscape format. Yeah, and then you can look at this chart, and as you listen to my view on these things, you can follow it. Yeah, so the chart I sent you, there is a circle there, and within it is written the grace. It's about grace or the church age. It's called the dispensation of grace or the church age. Yeah, and so they use the word dispensation. This word is used in the Bible to a dispensation. Like I said, a dispensation is a period of time in which the church is tested according to given requirements. Yeah. And so I'm going to list the different dispensations. And once you know the dispensations, you will know what's going to happen, what's going to happen next, and where we are in God's timeline. Amen, because that's what you actually want to know. The major question you have is when. Your question wasn't where, your question wasn't how, your question was when is it going to happen? This, yeah. So in order for us to know first when it will or how soon it's going to happen, we've got to know where we are at the moment. So we will start. In the Bible, we start with the known. And the first dispensation in the Bible is a dispensation of innocence, which started right from the beginning after Adam and Eve was created. That is in Genesis chapter 3, from 11 to 13. That's the dispensation of innocence, because they were still innocent. They had not yet sinned. So Or you can say from Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 3. Then after that, they were ousted from the Garden of Eden. And then, or they were banished, if we may term it that way. Then that's the period of the dispensation of conscience. Like I said, there was no law. There was no 10 commandments at that time. So they had to, they were governed by their conscience. If your conscience said this is wrong or this is right, even today, people, if there's no law or no word or no rule that says you cannot do this, you mustn't do that, many times people follow their conscience. They either feel guilty about this thing or they feel free to do it, yeah. So the dispensation of conscience started from Genesis chapter 3 to Genesis chapter 8. So we can say it started between the fall and the flood. The next dispensation is the dispensation of human government. It was from the time of the flood to the time of Abram, because that's the time when God led Noah out of the ark and he said that he must now rule and govern the earth. Praise the Lord. So that's from Genesis chapter 9 to Genesis chapter 11. The next dispensation is a dispensation of promise, because God made a promise to Abram and said, Abram, if you would follow me and let me be your God and you are my people, then I promise I'll make you into a great nation and all the people on the earth will be blessed through you. That's why at times we are called the children of Abram. Amen. So the dispensation of promises is from Abram to Moses. That's from Genesis chapter 12 right through to Exodus chapter 19. Then God called Moses up to the mountain. Now remember, you must remember that Israel, the word or the name Israel, Israel is the name of a person. Amen. His name was Jacob. Now the name Jacob means deceiver, because he deceived his brother of his birthright. So Jacob means deceiver. But this deceiver wrestled with the Lord at a place. The Lord came in the form of an angel and he wrestled with the Lord. And the angel said, as they were wrestling, you know, wrestling, you got to grab the other person, got to pin the other person down and hold on to that person, restrain the person, prevent him from moving or using his hands to pin you. And so the angel, when daylight came, the angel said, no, let go of me. Because the angel came in the form of a man, in a man, like a man's body. So the angel said, but it was not really the angel, and it was actually the Lord that came in the form of a human body. Now, the moment God appears in the form of a human body, it is called a theophany. And sometimes people think that God only manifested himself in the form of a human body in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there were other incidences when God appeared in the form of a human being. Like for instance, when they at Jericho, when Joshua then had to conquer Jericho, he went to go and look at these walls, massive high walls, as thick as or as wide as four lanes, as wide as the N7. That N7, yeah. The walls were as wide as that, because it wasn't like just bricks. It was, the walls were made of up of houses. The houses were built into the walls, right? So when Joshua went to go and inspect it, look at it, he went around the city. The whole city had walls around it. That was for fortifications in the olden days to protect them against warring crowds who wanted to overwhelm the people. And as he inspected the walls, a man appeared unto him. This man was a warrior. It was a warlord. And then Joshua said to this warlord, are you with us or are you with the enemy? Remember, now you will say, but how come Joshua don't know who's with them and who belong to them and who's not with them? Remember that when they came out of Egypt, Israel was a nation of 3 million people. Do you think that if you're a leader of 3 million people, do you think that you can know all the people that you are leading? If you're a CEO of a big company, say 5,000, 10,000 people, you are their leader, their CEO, but do you know each one? Will you recognize each one of them on the street? No. I mean, we're talking about 3 million people. So Joshua said, are you with us or are you with the enemy? And that person, he said, no, I am the warlord of the captain of the host of Israel. That person was God manifested in the flesh. That was what we call a theophany. The other time when God manifested in a human body was when Abram paid tithes to Melchizedek. You know our friends, the one who played the saxophone at church, Melly. Melly is short for Melchizedek. His real name, his full name is Melchizedek. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Zedek in Hebrew is righteousness, king of righteousness. So Abram paid tithes to this man, to this king of righteousness. And the Bible says Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, he was a priest of the Lord. And it says that he had no genealogy, he had no beginning and no end. So that was God manifesting himself in the form of a human body. Yes, praise the Lord. So let's go back to the dispensations. We said the one dispensation was a dispensation of the law, where God called Moses up to the mountain. And then God gave him the law, the Ten Commandments, with all its bylaws and all its requirements and whatever, how people should conduct themselves to one another, how they should engage their neighbor and what. That was the beginning, the day, Exodus chapter 20. That's when God gave Moses the law. I repeat now, remember, when Moses led them out of Egypt, they were a people or population of 3 million. But before that, they were, Israel was just one person. Let's rewind now again. As I always say, be kind and rewind. Let me just rewind quickly. Israel, as I said, is the name of a person. But this person whose name was Israel, his name was Jacob. And Jacob means deceiver, because he deceived his brother Esau of his birthright. So then he fled from his brother, because his brother was now wanting to kill him, Esau, when he discovered that he deceived him and he got the blessing of the firstborn. He wanted to kill him, and Jacob fled, and he came to a place, and then he met this angel of the Lord, but he came in the form of a person, a human body, a human being. And he wrestled with him there. And then he realized, but this is no ordinary person. This is the angel of the Lord. But the angel of the Lord, it's always, they type it in with capital letters, is actually God himself. And then, as he wrestled with him, he was still the deceiver, Jacob. And then the angel said, I must go now. It's almost daylight. And then Jacob said, no, I will not let you go until you bless me. Bless me. That's why they wrote the song, Bless Me, O Lord. I will not let you go until you bless me. It's based on that incident there. And in the Pentecostal realm, the believers always say, when they have a problem or need or in a battle, they say, I'm going into the prayer chamber, or I'm going to the mountain to pray. So, and then I'm gonna fast. And I'm not going to stop praying or come out of that prayer chamber unless the Lord has blessed me. They base it on that incident and say, I'm going to take hold of God during prayer, persist in prayer with supplication, with groaning and travailing in prayer and asking God to bless me and say, Lord, I will not let you go. I won't stop praying until, or I won't stop fasting until you have blessed me. So this Jacob, as he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, the Lord blessed him and he said, okay, I will bless you. Because Jacob was cursed because he was a deceiver. And God blessed him and said, from now on, your name won't be Jacob anymore. Your name will be Israel. So Israel means a prince with God. The El in Israel, E-L, means God. So this Jacob, he became Israel, is now one person, an individual. Okay, so this individual had 12 sons. So these 12 sons, now Israel, now he has a tribe. And this tribe is called the tribe of Israel. So this one, Israel was a man, now Israel is a tribe. And then Israel, when you know the story of Joseph, when Joseph went to Egypt and he became the prime minister there in Egypt, and later he told him to bring his father and his family to move down to Egypt so they can have a better quality life. And when the family of Joseph came down to Egypt, they were a family of 70 members. All his brothers and their wives and children, they counted 70 individuals. They came to Egypt in that amount of 70. So when they entered Egypt, as a tribe. But over a period of 430 years in Egypt, they developed into a nation. So Israel became a nation of 3 million people. That's the time when Moses led them out. They were 3 million people. So Israel, the name Israel means, is the name of an individual. It's the name of a tribe, and it's the name of a nation in the Bible. And even today, Israel is a country and a nation. Amen. So, right, let's get back to the dispensation. So the dispensation of the law started the day when God called Moses up to the mountain and God gave him the law. And these laws were to govern the nation of Israel. And that's when the dispensation of the law started. From Exodus chapter 20, right up till the day of Pentecost. Up till the day when Christ was crucified. Because when Christ was crucified, he fulfilled all the requirements of the law. So it is from Exodus chapter 20 right up to Acts chapter 2. And on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, that was when the Christian church was born. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, remember, it was the law. People were governed by the law, and those people who were governed by the law was Israel. It was Israel. It wasn't just anyone. It wasn't Christians. There was no such thing as a Christian. It was only the Jewish people, the Israelites, up till the day of Pentecost. So the first people who heard the gospel were Israelites, Jewish people. And so, on the day of Pentecost, God poured out his Holy Spirit and he ushered in the dispensation of grace. So now you will be saved by not by keeping the law, not by bringing you sacrifices, but by believing in the work that Christ did on the cross. That's why when Jesus broke the bread with his disciples, he said, "This is the cup of my new covenant." The new covenant was the new dispensation of grace. And so this dispensation of grace started, or what is called there on your chart, the church age, started on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And it will continue until the rapture, until the Lord appears in the sky and he calls up the saints. So that would be the dispensation of grace. Acts chapter 2, up till now, until the rapture. Then after the rapture, the millennium will dawn, the 1,000 years. And that 1,000 years will last until Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 to 6. That's your timeline. Okay. Just to summarize it for you and to simplify it, because I made a lot of comments during the discourse. So, first you get the dispensation of innocence, Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 3. Then you get the dispensation of conscience from the fall to the flood, Genesis chapter 3 to Genesis chapter 8. Then you get the dispensation of human government. That's from the flood. That is Genesis chapter 9 to Genesis chapter 11. Then you get the dispensation of promise from Abraham to Moses. That's Genesis chapter 12 to Genesis chapter, to Exodus chapter 19 rather. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Then you get the dispensation of the law from Moses to the day of Pentecost, Exodus chapter 20 to Acts chapter 2. Then you get the dispensation of grace from Pentecost to the millennium or the rapture. Amen. That's Acts chapter 2 to the rapture. Then you get the dispensation of the kingdom, or what is also known as the millennium. That's from the rapture to Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6. God bless you. I hope this is helpful to you. And keep on keeping on.